Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Wow, the new wood flooring in our hotel's lobby looks really nice. The installation company we hired did a great job.
I know. It was definitely worth closing the hotel for a few days to finish up the renovation.
Yes, it was. Now we need to have the furniture moved back in here.
Right. I'll call the maintenance department now and ask about that. They should move it this afternoon, since we reopen tomorrow.
Number 32. Where do the speakers work? Number 33. Why was a building temporarily closed? Number 34. What is the man going to do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Monica, I wanted to talk to you about our company's annual employee appreciation dinner. I'm in charge of planning it this year. I know it was at the Rose Banquet Hall last year.
Yes, it was. But it doesn't have to be held there. How about that new Italian restaurant in Hillside instead?
But isn't that restaurant too far from the office? That might discourage people from coming to the dinner.
I don't think so. The company always provides shuttle service from the office, so people can take that bus if they don't want to drive.
Number 35. What are the speakers planning? Number 36. What does the woman suggest? Number 37. What does the woman say will be provided? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Anna and Peter. Can you look at this design I created for our store's new sign?
It's much better than the current one. I'm glad you made the words larger on the new sign.
I like it too, but I think we should also mention that we're open until 10 p.m., you know, to promote the idea that customers have longer to shop here.
I like that idea, Peter. Do you want to help me?
Sure, I can do that now.
In that case, I can work on the weekly inventory list.
Thanks, Anna. It'll take a while to update the list of available products in stock.
Number 38. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 39. What suggestion does the man make? Number 40. What does Anna offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for calling Ewing Books. How may I help you?
Hello. Do you have Organization for All in stock? It's a book by James Dobby.
Let me see. It looks like that particular item is currently sold out, but we're scheduled to get another shipment early next week.
Oh, in that case, would you mind holding a copy for me when the books arrive?
I'm awfully sorry, but we can't hold copies for customers. But if you give me your phone number, I'll make a note to call you as soon as the shipment is here.
Number 41. What type of business is the man calling? Number 42. What will happen next week? Number 43. What information does the woman ask for? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. I ordered a sofa from your store, but I remeasured my doorway, and I'm afraid the sofa may be too large to fit through it.
I understand. You know, the sofa will arrive unassembled, so it should fit without a problem. It'll take my delivery team about an hour to put it together.
Oh, that's good to know. One more question. It's scheduled to be delivered on Friday. Could you reschedule everything for Saturday?
Number 44. What is the woman concerned about? Number 45. What does the man say his team will do at the woman's house? Number 46. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Sunyi. I'd like to hire a temporary employee. I need someone to go through the back office filing cabinets.
Sure. I can look into hiring someone. Are there any specific skills you're looking for?
Yes. I'd like whoever we hire to scan and catalog architectural plans and sketches from the past 5 years. So computer skills are a must.
Okay. How long would you need to hire the person for?
Hopefully a year. Can you check the budget to see if it's possible?
Number 47. Why does the man want to hire a temporary employee? Number 48. According to the man, what does the job require? Number 49. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jin-hee. There's going to be a huge convention in town next week with around 20,000 attendees. I'm thinking about keeping the restaurant open later on those nights to get the extra business. I just need to make sure that I have a server who can work late each night.
That sounds good. I'd love to work an extra shift. I could use the money to have some work done on my car. It's been making a strange noise for the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Which night are you available to stay late then?
Thursday is my mother's birthday.
How about Friday?
That'll work. Thanks.
Number 50. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 51. What does the woman say about her car? Number 52. What does the woman mean when she says,
Thursday is my mother's birthday?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Juan. Welcome to your first day at TKZ Accounting. I'm Kate from the Training Division of Human Resources.
And I'm Rachel Goldberg. We organize new hire training for all the accountants, so we'll be working with you closely over the next week.
Very nice to meet you both, and I'm looking forward to working with you. This is my first full-time job in accounting.
Before we begin your training, do you have any questions?
Yes, actually. When I came in for my interview, I had to pay to park my car. But is there free parking for TKZ employees?
Yes. There's a special parking sticker in your new employee materials folder there on the table. Be sure to put it on your car before tomorrow morning.
Number 53. What most likely is the man's position? Number 54. What do the women do at their company? Number 55. What does the man ask about? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Mara, I'd like to talk to you about the spring jacket designs. Maybe after your meeting?
My meeting was cancelled.
Okay. So, I just looked over your drawings.
What did you think of them?
I like the jacket designs overall, but I'm concerned that there aren't enough inside pockets. You should add more on the inside.
All right. It shouldn't be too hard to add another pocket or two to the designs. I'll go and look over my sketches right now and see what I can change.
Number 56. Which industry do the speakers most likely work in? Number 57. What does the woman mean when she says,
"My meeting was cancelled"?
Number 58. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Omar, we should discuss what we're going to cover in the company's upcoming computer security seminar. I was thinking we could address best practices for password security.
Yeah, good idea. People often ask questions about creating passwords. The seminar is mandatory, right? If not, it should be.
I don't think we should require all employees to come. Some people might already have meetings scheduled.
Well, let's ask our supervisor and see what she thinks.
Okay. And at the end, I'd like to give everyone a survey asking them about their experiences with technical support. It would help to find out if the system we have in place works for them.
Number 59. What is the topic of an upcoming seminar? Number 60. What aspect of the seminar do the speakers disagree about? Number 61. What does the woman want to distribute after the seminar? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
The results of your checkup look good overall. Congratulations! You're in much better shape than you were when you last visited our medical practice. What have you been doing to keep healthy?
Well, I've been jogging a lot more lately, but sometimes my knees hurt. I love aerobic exercise, but I don't want to get injured. Is there something else I could do?
Well, you could try swimming. It's easier on the knees. I believe they have weekly open swim times for adults at the local community center. Here, I happen to have their spring schedule with me.
I'm actually free on that day. I'll give it a try. Thanks.
Number 62. Who most likely is the man? Number 63. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 64. Look at the graphic. When will the woman probably go to the community center in the spring? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Excuse me, do you work here? I'm visiting the city for the first time, and I'm not sure which train line I should take.
Okay, where do you want to go?
I'm trying to get to the city theatre. I'm going to see a play there tonight.
Oh, the theatre is next to the Prospect Avenue station. Unfortunately, that line is closed for repairs. You know what? You can take the train to the 5th Street station and then take the bus to the theatre from there.
Thanks. Will I need to buy a separate ticket for the bus?
No. You can use your train pass to transfer to the bus for free.
Number 65. What does the man say he is doing tonight? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which train line will the man most likely take? Number 67. What does the man ask about a bus? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hello, I'd like to exchange these headphones for a different pair. I purchased them yesterday, but when I tried them on at home, I just didn't like them.
Sure, I can help you with that. Tell me more about what you're looking for so I can recommend a different pair.
Well, I want the kind of headphones that you wear on your head, and I'd like the ones that reduce noise. I'm an electrical engineer, and there's a lot of noise on job sites. It makes it hard to focus.
Okay, that helps. Matphase Electronics makes great headphones. I'd recommend this model here. They're the best at reducing noise, and I think you'll like them.
Great. Thanks for your help.
Number 68. Why is the woman at the store? Number 69. What is the woman's job? Number 70. Look at the graphic. What model does the man recommend?